Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the WOKV Traffic Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Jacob Pickering here giving you an updated list of all your extended construction and closures out here on the roads within the next couple of weeks. So we're going to jump right in here now. First, we have some construction happening, extended construction on the exit ramp to Airport Road from 95 North there. Now, if you live in Jacksonville, you know 95 North is the easiest and quickest way to get up to the airport if you travel out a lot, if you live south of the Trout River especially. But because of this heavy traffic over time on that one specific ramp, FDOT says it now needs utility work and grounds work done to it. Now, in order to get more information on this extended construction, we conducted a phone interview with FDOT District 2 Representative Amy Haddon. We expect the construction to start within the week of August 20th.
And once that starts, the lane closures will be allowed from 8 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. Monday through Sunday. So if they're doing work outside, during the daytime, they won't be closing lanes during the daytime to do it.
Now, she assured us that FDOT is not going to close any lanes during the daytime, only during those nighttime hours between 8 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. However, the airport does not run on normal daytime hours. As many of you Jacksonville natives know, it usually has early morning flights that leave at, 5 or even 4:30 in the morning or even late at night at 10 p.m. So this is definitely something you'll want to prepare for if you have a late night or early morning flight. The FDOT is still trying to work out exactly what dates that they'll be closing off that ramp overnight. We'll continue to keep you updated. We want you guys to be prepared and don't miss your flight because of this construction. You can always plan early. If you're on 95 northbound, you can just take the exit to the West Beltway southbound and exit right there, that first exit there, onto Duval Road and take that north. It'll turn into International Airport Boulevard, takes you right up to Airport Road and Dixie Clipper Drive right there at the airport. So it's a very easy detour. If you're on 95 north, exit early onto the West Beltway southbound 295. Take that first exit on Duval Road, turn right. That'll take you all the way up to International Airport Boulevard and up to Airport Road. When asked what work exactly would be done to the ramp, here's what Amy had to say.
We're going to be widening the ramps and the roadways for the interchange. So at Airport Road, the 95 ramps and the Airport Road interchange, that area, as well as at Duval Road and Airport Road, there will be some resurfacing and widening in those areas. And then we'll be improving drainage all throughout the project. The project actually goes from west of Duval Road, which is on the airport side of 95, all the way to Airport Center Drive, which is on the Max Leggett Park way side of the interstate.
So in order to get a proper scale of the size of this project, I then asked her what exactly we'd be seeing out on the roads and exactly how long this project would take.
Just be aware that there may be people out working. Construction crews will be resurfacing the roadways, doing sidewalk repairs, upgrading the signage, and widening the roads. So that could happen at any point throughout the project, which runs till late 2019. If you see people out working, just be cautious and keep yourself updated on lane closures and detours so that if you do have that early morning flight or that late night flight that happens during the detour period, you know what to expect ahead of time.
And you can always access the lane closure report with any additional detour information on nflroads.com/traffic report. Big thanks to DOT Representative Amy Haddon for letting us conduct that phone interview with her. And moving on, we're now going to take this over to closures of the St. Johns River Ferry. That takes you between Mayport Road and Heckscher Drive there across the St. Johns River. Lots of people use that ferry to get to work. If you live in the Mayport area, especially, and you work up there, maybe on Kingsley Plantation, or you work up on Amelia Island, Omni Amelia Island Plantation, I know has a lot of people working for them up there. So it's a pretty common ferry that people use to get to and from work. It saves you a lot of time from having to take, you know, Merrill Road or McCormick Road all the way out to the Dames Point Bridge to get on the Heckscher instead. It is now owned and operated by JTA, the same award-winning company that runs all of our city buses and wonderful monorail system in the downtown area. However, now it will be closed off for 8 weeks for maintenance and other upgrades. The closure will begin September 4th and run all the way through October 31st. So again, that's about 2 months there where you will be unable to use the St. John's River Ferry. So your alternate instead, if you're in the Mayport area, take A1A, take it across the Wonderwood Bridge. It'll then turn into McCormick Road, then into Merrill as you pass Monument. Take that all the way out to the on-ramp to the Dames Point Bridge northbound, 295 North, East Beltway North there. And then the Heckscher exit will be the very first exit at the bottom of the Dames Point. Thank you so much for listening to the WOKV Traffic Podcast. I've had a wonderful time letting you guys know about all these extended closures and construction problems. We'll continue to keep you updated with your extended construction closures and detours. You can reach out to me personally on Twitter at JacobPickering9. Or feel free to follow us on WOKV News on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And the quickest way to get your updates from the FDOT with their weekly traffic report they put out is nflroads.com/traffic report. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.